With living with your family and things, did it seem that with your mother's income added that things changed for the family?
Not particularly. She seemed to be so tight, and I wasn't aware of it being tight, but when I think back and I realize, yes, there was two incomes, where in the world did all that money go?
Mm-hmm.
Because it didn't seem like our standard of living changed any. We didn't go out and get a more expensive apartment or anything like that. We still had the same old car, which was a 37 Studebaker at that time, and she never bought clothes for herself, and we didn't have any furniture. Let's see. I guess that was all in storage. So it just didn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember eating particularly any fancy or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where all that money went.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they put it in the bank and they just saved it, and that was the extent of it.
Yeah. Do they have any kind of a war bonds program at Doves?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't where they would automatically take it out of your check. I guess they would have if you'd asked them to, and they certainly didn't force you to, but I didn't buy any of those either.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. I just wasted all that
money. Was there a company newspaper?
No.
Mm-hmm. Was there much of, I was wondering, with the people that were working there, was the war sort of a very present part of working there, or?
Oh, yeah, we were always very aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would always behoove you to, well, you must, you know, produce more and this sort of thing, and don't be sick, don't miss days of work, you know, because of what hardship it was.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we'd complain about maybe not getting gas or, you know, gas rationing, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you always, you know, you knew it was around. It was,
mm-hmm.
And I think people were aware of it more because they had loved ones. Maybe there was a husband away or a son or a fiance, something like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you'd start to talk about things like that a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, then I was even more aware of it because with my father being in service, yeah, there was definitely a war. You knew it.
Mm. Mm-hmm. What other kinds of things were, you mentioned gas rationing. I know they also had rationing for sugar and meat and shoes and things. And I was wondering, did that ever affect your family, any of those kinds of things?
No. We never made any hardship as far as I can ever
mm-hmm.
remember.
Mm-hmm. Being on the California coast, did you ever worry about being bombed?
Yeah, I used to wonder about it. But I think I was more aware of what they did as far as the blackouts, close the windows, you know, and pull the shades, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was more aware of, I knew there was something horrible that was taking place, but it was out of my sight, and I knew it was just over the horizon, so to speak. But never thought about it as far as, say, like, well, a bomber's going to come in and bomb us.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, well, yeah, I guess it's possible, but I never was, you know, living in fear of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just that, well, you couldn't get some things as freely as you could, you know, at another time.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like it was that sort of thing. You went into a gas station, you gave out gas stamps, or maybe, oh, I think it was meat rationing too, wasn't there?
Mm-hmm.
And you had all these ration stamps that you had to fiddle around with.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that was where my awareness was most of all.
Mm-hmm. Now, on that, when you'd get home from work, what would your sort of daily routine be from there? What kinds of things?
When I'd get home, we'd clean up. My mother would prepare dinner. I guess, my father would be there. And I remember we were sitting around that table and talking quite a bit, maybe reading the newspaper. Of course, we didn't have TV. So, okay, we might listen to a few favorite programs in the evening, you know, on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember because we all slept in the same room, we all went to bed at the same time. And my mother made sure that she and I went down to the library. We'd walk down maybe the evening, go to the library and pick out books. And there was a theater not too far from us, so we went to the movie frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd always maybe pick up an ice cream cone or something like that. That would be about the extent of our entertainment. Of course, then I would look for weekends when I got to go away and see, you know, all the touristy things that, you know, Los Angeles was supposed to be known for. And, of course, Knott's Berry Farm didn't exist at all then. There was an alligator farm in that location that was the big thing to go see.
Yeah, that's still there.
Yeah, I guess it is, isn't it? But you don't pay any attention to it, you know? What's an alligator farm where you got Knott's Berry Farm?
So, with this... Then that you were getting was the welder, was that pretty steadily?
Yep, every weekend. Every weekend we went someplace.
Had you thought at all of, say, getting married was it a...
Oh, he talked about it a couple of times, but I wasn't too enthused. I liked him, and he spoke about it, and I think he'd been married once before because he would say something about, well, his wife, this or that, and I remember one time, I can't remember his planning, saying, well, gee, I want you to meet part of my relatives. It just seemed to me when we got together, well, I'm taking you out to meet, I think it was a sister. And we got on this bus, and we went out to Fontana, and she had a small house, and it was in an orange grove. Mm-hmm. And, of course, in those days, gee, that was no freeway. That was just a little two-lane narrow road, and you went by mile after mile of orange grove, and it smelled so good. It was so pretty and so green out there. Mm-hmm. And I can remember meeting... I guess that was his sister and her family. And then later on he told me, oh, they really like you. They like you very much. Well, that's nice, but does this mean we're going to do something in the future or anything like that? But I remember he would ask, well, what would you think about living in Oklahoma? I don't know. He was just a friend, and that was the size of it. Mm-hmm. And I think after we left, we wrote a couple of times, and then all of a sudden we just didn't write anymore. Mm-hmm. That was the end.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever go to a USO or
no.
any of those kinds of things?
No. Uh-huh.
Now, how long were you at Dux before you left to go?
I guess not quite a year.
Uh-huh. So sometime in...
Let's see.
Was it in 44?
Yeah. We moved back up to Portland. And I didn't even go to a USO there.
Mm-hmm. Now, before you, knew that you were going to be moving back up to Portland, did you think of your job at Doakes as one that you could, make a career out of? Or did you think in those kinds of terms at all?
No, I was never considering that job in that way. I knew I liked the work. Kind of wish I could, you know, I could carry on in it. And for some reason or other, like, you think about tomorrow, you want to make plans for tomorrow. Tomorrow never existed. It was just, oh, goody, I'm having fun today, and this is fine. The job I got after that, I was working in downtown Portland for a while in an office like a file clerk, and I thought that job was a total bore. I just didn't like it whatsoever. And then, my mother made me quit that job, and she wanted me to go to work with her. Now, when we lived in Portland, we went across the river, and she was working in Vancouver Barracks, which was an Army post. And let's see, she was doing clerical work there, and I went to work as a dental assistant, and I was working with an Army officer. So that was like civil service then. So.
Was there any defense plant work up in the Portland area?
There was a shipyard, I remember that, and I guess there were some small companies, but the shipyard was so far away, just didn't give it any thought as far as working there. She wanted me to go to work with her, and I could never figure out why did I have to quit this other job I had, because I would work downtown, and she'd go across the river. But it was one of these things, no, I want you just close to me. Mm-hmm. So I quit that job and went to work, you know, where she was.
And so that was... as the dental assistant, or that was...
Dental assistant, then,
okay.
Yeah.
And the job before that...
Just as a file clerk in an office. It was for a very old company, very dilapidated, squeaky floors, and that sort of thing.
How did you feel about having changed to that kind of work after working in the...
I didn't care for it. Office work, you had to dress up, you had to behave yourself in a certain way, and it just didn't seem to be as productive as the other. I liked making things with my hands. I liked working with my hands. And I didn't mind dressing up in pants and blouses or shirts or overalls or jumpsuits or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it was more worthwhile. I felt like I was producing something working that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that office, total bore. Absolutely, because you're not working at full pitch. And I know if you start out as a file clerk, then you get to all the office procedure and they can move you up to something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not the same. You're just not productive. That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm. Did you think of doing any kind of, I know you mentioned the shipyards was kind of far from where you were. Was there any other kind of, say, factory work or something that, did you think of doing that when you first
I thought it? About it, but I wasn't given the chance to think about, well, would I go out and find something, because like I said, my mother kept me sort of close to her, and it was just this decision, I want you to go to work with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, and I just wasn't much to stand up and say, no, I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't argue with her, well, why must I go there? It was like, well, okay, all right, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of went along with her wishes and, no argument.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't see, I guess I didn't see any, sense in rebelling,
mm-hmm.
but I'd much rather have worked in a factory,
mm-hmm.
and of course, then being as a dental assistant. I think what she was trying to do, if she could have me where she could watch me, that would be one thing. I know we left the Portland area because she thought I was dating too many servicemen.
Mm-hmm.
But what I could never figure out, what was her reasoning in having me work there at the Vancouver Barracks? Because if she didn't want me to date servicemen, that puts me right in the lap of the whole works.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as having dates with servicemen, shoot, every weekend I was out with someone.
Mm-hmm.
You just to keep me away from it, that wasn't the place to put me.
Mm-hmm. Was the pay lower at the clerical job?
Yeah. That was like, I guess that was 75 cents an hour, too. That was really low.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what I got as a dental assistant, but I think that paid a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have that much training. When they hired me, they just said, well, it didn't make any difference if I had training or not, because the officer I would work with, either as a, he would be a dentist,
mm-hmm.
that they would have had drafted you from someplace else, and well, the deal was he would teach me, and so don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I learned a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Did you like that work better than the...
Oh, yeah. Even that was a lot better, too. I got to wear a white uniform, and,
mm-hmm.
of course, you had to wear a white hat. Even though you weren't a nurse, you still got to wear all that sort of stuff. And that was more regimented, too, because being the Army, okay, and then I guess every weekend they had inspection, so you had to spend some time Friday afternoon cleaning up the place so it would pass inspection. You had to clean dental tools and wax the floors and clean it all up, and then everything had to be just so because it was getting ready for inspection.
Mm-hmm.
And still, that was even more fun than the office job. Gosh, that was not my cup of tea whatsoever.
But so the pay between the aircraft and the office job had been about the same?
Yeah. It seemed to me it averaged out just about the same, except the I'm trying to think of that aircraft. It couldn't have overtime because they cut me down in hours because of my age.
Did you have overtime with the Saturday, if I was wondering?
Yeah, I think I did, too. I think I did. It was like a half a day, something like that. Because it seemed to me we worked Saturdays. We did not have 2 days off because then we'd come home and I'd dash around getting ready to go out on a date.
Mm-hmm.
But that dental assistant job, I can't remember what it was. I just remember it was more because it was civil service.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
so
it.
You did get like a civil service classification?
Yeah, I had a rating on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what that was either. I'm trying to think back. We worked Saturdays on that, and I don't think we did. It was just Monday through Friday, because I don't remember being there when they came around on that inspection, because it seemed like it was going to take place Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
The patients wouldn't come in Friday afternoon. That was our cleanup time. And they wouldn't come in Saturday morning because that was inspection time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they didn't do anything until Monday morning, and the whole thing would start in all over again.
Mm-hmm. So, did you work there until the end of the war?
Oh, boy. Now I got to stop and think about where in the heck I was then. Okay, we came back up the end of 44. I must have been there 45. I don't remember living there that long. Oh, I guess we were there about a year also. Because then we went back up to Seattle. Because I remember I started school again in 1946 at Seattle University, and I think I started in a spring quarter, because I remember going spring and summer, because that caught me up so I could start the second year in September just regular like I'd been there all the time. Mm-hmm. So, okay, that must have been the timing. I must have been in Portland only maybe a little over a year, because if I started in the spring, because when I moved back up there, I started school right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that's about the timing on that.
Mm-hmm. So did you sort of voluntarily leave the job as a dental assistant?
Well, I quit because we moved.
Oh,
we put the house up for sale and we moved back up there.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I can never remember any rhyme or reason, any specific reason why we moved. Just that, I think my mother said something about, well, I just think you're dating too many people.
Mm-hmm.
And
your father was still stationed at the same place.
He was out by that time because he tried his best to get out on a medical discharge when he was down here.
Mm-hmm.
He felt like, you know, he had wanted to retire, and then they called him back on his commission. And so when he was in like a couple more years, he did everything. And I don't remember his reason for the medical, but I remember it seemed to me it was a medical discharge that they gave him.
Mm-hmm.
So when we went back up, he was out of service then.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a nice house in Portland, but I just never remember why they sold that and moved back up to Seattle. I don't remember, you know, what it was, except
mm-hmm.
that feeble excuse, well, I think you're dating too much. And like I said, oh, it must have been something else.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe she wanted to get me back to school again. Maybe she felt like, well, if I got back to school, that I wouldn't be dating all these wild men and so forth, and I would make something more of my life.
Mm-hmm. So you just met those men on the base?
I met a lot of them there at the hospital, and, well, I know what it was, too. I guess when I was working down at that office, I would meet a lot of them going through town because, okay, when the shipyards were close by, they would always bring a lot of, boots in. They had just gone through their training, and they would be getting ready to get on a ship that would be just being launched, the shipyard, which meant they would be in town for maybe 2 or 3 months. And I would meet a lot of sailors. Well, then when I went to work at the barracks, well, I went from sailors over to meeting soldiers. But I never knew any Marines either. We just either Army or Navy, never knew what I felt like Marines, the one that was in the between.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew any of those. Yeah, I had a great time for myself. Gee, there was no lack of knowing men, for goodness sakes. I was right at the source of supply, and whoopee, you wade in barefoot, and have a great time.
What kinds of things did you do together?
Always movies. Oh, and there was a roller skating rink in Portland. So there was either one or two of the other. And if you didn't like roller skating, okay, then there was ice skating. And there was, hockey we could go to.
Mm-hmm.
And, let's see. Must have been something else, because it seemed to me we'd go sightseeing a little bit there, too. There'd be, you know, we could go on picnics, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. And a park would always be close by as far as you'd get on the streetcar and go someplace.
Mm-hmm.
So it seemed like, you know, there was a lot of recreation from that standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Did, so when the war ended in August of 45, do you remember the war ending?
Yeah, was it 45?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay, yeah, I can remember it. Because I was home all by myself. I don't know where my parents were. I don't know if they were at work or what, but I remember being there by myself. And then when I heard what went on downtown, as far as all heck breaking loose, I thought, gee, did I ever luck out? Because I was home and I was away from all of that. And it just wasn't the wildest, because buses, cars, nothing moved.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was just shrieking, having a great time.
And this was in Seattle?
Right.
Uh-huh.
And then where we lived was out on Magnolia Bluff, and the house was up partway up a hill, and part of the view that we saw was not only of the city and, say, like Ballard and part of the government locks, but down below there was the roundhouse, I guess, for the railroad, and a lot of the locomotives would come in, and whatever the railroad does with the roundhouse. Anyway, there was a lot of trains through there. Well, like I said, when the war, okay, the war is over, and I think every locomotive, every fellow reached in and pulled the cord, and those whistles went for hours. And I remember standing in the doorway listening to all the noise because there was horns honking. And I thought, I'm here all by myself and I can't say, hey, isn't this wonderful? I remember yelling at a neighbor, isn't this wonderful? And I remember her reaction was, yeah, it's okay. How can you be that way? But that was my memory of the war being over.
Mm-hmm. So there was probably some time in there of before you went back to Seattle University when you were just...
Yeah, I think I worked just for, well, working in Portland, and then after I moved back up there, I worked for a short time. I must have.
So but I guess it's probably might have been late to apply to go.
I think so. I just remember going to that spring quarter, and it seemed like it was almost as soon as we got up there. But there must have been a couple of months, because I think I remember running an elevator at Penny's up there. And then, because I quit that, and I remember signing up at school, and I just started to go again.
Mm-hmm. So you did, department store work at Penny's?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Were you in sales?
No, I ran the elevator. That was the good old days when the elevators weren't automatic, they didn't have escalators yet. And let's see, it must have had about, I think they had 5 or 6 floors in that particular building.
Mm-hmm.
So life was up and down for a while.
You know, do you remember how you felt, say, after the war ended, about having worked in a war plant at that time? I mean, had it had much of an effect on your life?
I felt like I was glad I did it. I felt like, well, I've done my part. I feel like that, I did my part. I worked in a war plant. It was one of the things you did when your country was at war.
Mm-hmm.
And it had been an enjoyable experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I remember missing those people for quite a while because it was a good group of people to work for.
Mm-hmm.
But then I guess that was about the end of my, associations with it. And even today I think I'm very glad I did it. I'm very proud of that job. I can always say, hey, I was a river during World War II or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, you just one of those nice things that you can do, and I think it's been a very good thing.
Mm-hmm. Had you expected when you were working at Doak's that if say your family had stayed down in California, say if they hadn't done, had you thought that at the end of the war you and the other woman would be laid off?
No, because at that time there was no mention, there was no end in sight of the war. We would just go on, and this would be, it just never crossed my mind. I guess that would take care of itself. I could have been a little bit too young and foolish, too, to even consider it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, too immature to think, this won't go on forever, so what will I do?
Mm-hmm.
This is just for